This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans will now be returning home from a long Memorial Day weekend. And after a rash of attacks against flight attendants on airplanes, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is reminding travelers to behave.
Just remember that the flight crews and other workers you encounter, they're doing their job. They're following regulations, and they're there to keep you safe. It is absolutely unacceptable to ever mistreat a transportation worker.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Today, President Biden lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Biden addressed a crowd at an annual Memorial Day service at Veterans Memorial Park yesterday.
We may have many obligations as a nation. We only have one truly sacred obligation, and that's to equip those we send into harm's way with all they need and care for them and their families when they return home and when they don't.
The president also asked Americans to forget their differences on a day to remember the fallen.
We're not Democrats or Republicans today. We're Americans.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A bill in Texas that would have restricted voting failed past Sunday night after Democrats walked out of the House chamber before midnight deadline. Governor Greg Abbott says he'll call a special session now to try to get a bill passed. He did not say when. A man has been arrested in Kerr County, Texas, accused of plotting to carry out a mass shooting at a Walmart. Investigators say they intercepted a message from him that indicated he was getting ready for a mass shooting. There's a report this morning that China's ruling Communist Party will ease birth limits to allow couples to have three children instead of two. This is AP News. The actor Gavin McLeod has died at his home in Palm Desert, California. He was 90 years old. Here's our Margie Zarletta with a look back.
Gavin McLeod was an unknown actor for more than a decade before he got the part as TV writer Murray Slaughter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He originally went for the part of Lou Grant, but realized he was wrong for the part. McLeod had also auditioned for Archie Bunker in All in the Family, but realized he was wrong for that, too.
Love.
McLeod's other major role was Captain Steubing on The Love Boat. He became so known for that role that he titled his autobiography, This Is Your Captain Speaking. I'm Archie Zarletta.
The remains of 338 sailors and Marines who died when the USS Oklahoma sank during the attack on Pearl Harbor have now been identified. There'll be a ceremony now before the remains are buried. This was a six-year effort to identify the remains of the missing from the USS Oklahoma. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.